4 hours now since I've wandered through your place. And when I sleep on your couch, I feel very safe. And when you bring the blankets, I cover up my face. I do.
Hello, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a little show called Foxtrot. Again, my name is Noah, and this is my show. We just listened to Feudal Devices by none other than Sufjan Stevens. Big fan of that Sufjan song, big fan of Sufjan in general, frankly. But especially that song, the first time I heard it was like the remix version he puts in Call Me By Your Name for some reason. I like this version better. In my honest, unbiased opinion, he didn't need to remix it. I think his version is better. But it was his vision. Anyway, that's not the point. Today is a very special edition of Foxtrot. For those who are aware of the dates and the holidays that fall on dates, yesterday was good old Valentine's Day. And so I thought today's edition of Foxtrot, or should I say this week's edition of Foxtrot, would be like a Valentine's Day, Boxing Day, so like the day after Valentine's Day, Boxing Day, you know what I mean, equivalent, where I'm gonna be playing some love songs today. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's done that on this great station of WMFO, but I thought I'd take a whack at it. So it's gonna be playing a bunch of love songs. It's gonna be hot and dandy, and I'm excited. Some of these songs you probably know. I didn't really, like, dive super deep. I think most of these are pretty well known. Some maybe not. I'm super excited. I hope you are. Love is in the air today. WMFO, specifically from the hours of 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Wednesdays. And we're going to explore it. So without further ado, here's some love songs. I'll be interjecting in here and there. But yeah, just feel the love. All right, here's Adrian Linger.
Staring down the barrel of the hot sun, shining with the sheen of a shotgun. Carol is a little sweetie song. Joy is a race we want to come. Hanging your jeans with a clothespin. Skin still wet, still on my skin. Mango in your mouth, juice dripping. Shoulder of your shirt sleeve slipping. Christmas Eve with your mother and sis. Don't wanna fight, but your mother and sis. Dolls, white teeth, slice right through my fist. Drive to the yard and they put me on risk. Grocery store list, now you get pissed. Uncheck calls and messages. I don't wanna be the owner of your fantasy. I just wanna be
Day of my life, swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain, suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. I think I was blind before I met you. And I don't know where I am, I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. And so I thought I'd let you know. Yeah, these things take forever, I especially am slow. But I realized that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And I thought it was strange, you said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up, and you said, this is the first day of my life. I'm glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care, I could go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, with these things there's no telling, we just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery. Besides, maybe this time is different. I mean, I really think you like me.
doesn't work in life. Comrade has to wonder, is it ever worth the effort? Well, I don't know, but I've been told not to hang on to my hope. Well, I don't know, but I've been told, and I've been listening all my life. If you're ever less than certain about the world, please don't let the worry make its way into your work. And if you would stick up for me in the face of some adversity, know that I would only do the same. 'Cause it was well conceived in theory, but it doesn't work in life.
Okay, we just listened to Communist Love Song by Soltero. Just before that, we listened to First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes. And just before that, we listened to Anything by Adrian Linker. These three songs, I feel like, are kind of similar in that they're love songs, but I feel like they all do not have happy endings, which I kind of love. So I'll dive deep into that now. That first song, Anything by Adrian Linker, I've always been a big fan of it. It's definitely Adrian Linker's most popular song, for sure. But I think for good reason. And, I don't know. I feel like her voice is particularly angelic there. I think it's one of... I don't know. It's just a great song to kind of sit back and just kind of, like, disassociate to a little bit. But in terms of, like, sad ending, I think this song is about... Well, first of all, wait, before I go into that, I also think it's fun that she references the Big Thief album, Adrian Linker, of course, being the lead singer of Big Thief, that came out, I don't know, like, what, two or three years later? When she says, like, she references the titular Dragon New War Mountain in that song, which I think is pretty cool. So, anyway, besides that, sad ending. The person she wrote the song about, I believe, is they're not together anymore. It's not Buck Meek. It's, like, a woman whose name I do not know. But I don't know, I feel like all this, like, she wants to be this, she wants to be that, and then it turns out that did not happen, considering they broke up. I don't know, I think it's kind of like, it's kind of sad to think about. But beautiful love song nonetheless. First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes, that is much like Adrian Linker's Anything. First Day of My Life is Bright Eyes, I think, most well-known work. I told you, I'm not really diving deep in the record bin today, but that's okay. I don't know, I think a lot of people think that song is happier than I believe it really is. I feel like that last line about settling for a paycheck instead of waiting to win the lottery, I think, I don't know. It's like, I think if somebody referred to me as just like a paycheck and it's like, oh, it's the best I can get, I think I'd be kind of upset. But I don't know, Connor Oberst, lead singer Bright Eyes. His whiny vocals, I think, are pretty good there. I like this song. I don't know why I'm being so mean to it. I mean, it's a love song. I think it's a love song. A lot of people love it for that reason, even if I kind of disagree with their interpretations of it. But I don't know. Still a great song. And then Communist Love Song by Soltero. I think it's just such like a, it's such a fun little song. I love that the analogy of just communism with like a relationship. You know, being like, people have never tried communism. Who knows if it'll work? Like, you know, we've never tried dating. Who knows if it'll work? I don't know. I think it's really fun. But in terms of a sad ending, I mean, obviously the song has plenty of communist and just Soviet references in general. But that last line about the Soltero, I guess, speaking first person, being that person's Berlin Wall and they will never fall, just kind of feels like foreshadowing that, much like the proverbial Berlin Wall. He will fall, but that's just me. Anyway, I thought that was a nice little connection between all these songs. I'll stop rambling. We have more music to listen to. I'm excited for it. I hope you're enjoying. Again, if you're just tuning in today on Foxtrot, it's Love Song Edition, and so that's what we're going through. So we got a little bit more, I don't know if I want to say cheerful, we got more happy ending love songs, I feel like, coming up. So hope you enjoy. I'm enjoying. Okay, see you in a bit.
everything is fine. Don't give in to despair, 'cause I love you.
Strange, you never knew.
Listen to For the First Time by Mac DeMarco. Just before that, we listened to Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. And just before that, we listened to I Love You Honey Bear by none other than Father John Misty. Again, continuing, if you're just joining us today at Foxtrot, we are only playing love songs to celebrate V-Day. Not Victory Day, but Valentine's Day. That first Father John Misty song off of the album by the same name, I Love You Honey Bear, that whole album, it's just, like, about his wife, except, I don't know, like, maybe, like, two or three songs. Maybe just two. But it's so nice. That song kind of gets right to the point. I mean, I love the whole album, but I think that first song, wow, there are some sirens going. Okay. Anyway, Father John Misty comes off. Okay, God. Okay, Father John Misty comes off as the ultimate wife guy. I feel like, considering he just writes about his wife, and I don't know, he makes the term honey bear seem not like an insane thing to call somebody. Like, I think if I ever called somebody honey bear, I would evaporate. Like, that just is not me. But the patriarch Misty, I guess, figured it out. So good for him. Recommend the whole album. I love that album. If you like that song, listen to the whole album. Next, Fade Into You by Massey Star. It's another classic, I feel like, in the love song genre, depending on who you are. I guess that's your friendly song. But the song, I think, is especially well known, and for good reason. It's a beautiful song, for sure. Dedicate that one to my girlfriend. I feel like I mention her, like, every episode, but to be fair, I feel like our music very much overlaps. But that's, like, kind of, like, our song, which I think is fine. I mean, it's our song, but people are allowed to have that song too, okay? I'm not gatekeeping Fade Into You by Massey Star, but all I'm saying is that's, like, for us as a couple, it's our, I don't know why I'm defending myself so much. It's a good song. My girlfriend and I like it. We heard it in an ice cream place the other day, and we're like, oh, hey. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, good Massey Star song, for sure. For the first time, Mac DeMarco, I feel like that's, like, his most snappable song. Like, I feel like I could, like, go back and forth, and you're snapping, and it just fits. You know, I think when a song is, like, super snappable like that, it's automatically good. And you can quote me on that. You can quote me that when a song is snappable, it is good. And I bet you I'm right 99% of the time. I think it's definitely, like, since the TikTokification of this song, it's definitely well known now. But I think when the album first came out, this song did not get enough love. I think obviously now everyone knows it, and everyone agrees that it's good. But not to be annoying, but I've known about this song for a while, and I feel like it was underappreciated, so I'm glad it's getting the love it deserves, I guess. But, really good song. Whenever I hear it, it's a nice sentiment to go back to, you know, how you felt when you saw somebody you love for the first time, as the song describes. You know, so all this talk about, like, love and seeing starts with an S, which is the second letter in PSA, which is exactly what I'm going to give you today. Did you like that rhyme? Okay. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and Gov and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I don't know why that one was so ominous. There's, like, a lot of, like, ellipses in there that I feel like I did not emphasize. But, yeah. Be prepared. It's important. Like, the most popular show right now that I haven't seen is about a zombie apocalypse, and I bet the people who had more stored food did a better job. And I think that would be true today. But, that's just a Noah opinion. Okay. I feel like I've not been saying many helpful things today, so I'm just going to play more music. Again, playing all love songs. Hope you're feeling love. I know I am, and we're going to keep it going with some more love. So stay tuned. Here's some more music. Enjoy. Thank you.
'cause I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one.
Welcome back. We just listened to There Is a Light That Never Goes Out by The Smiths. Just before that, we listened to Adeline by Fever Dolls. And just before that, we listened to My Boy, Twin Fantasy by Car Seat Headrest. And I know what you're thinking. Noah, My Boy, Twin Fantasy by Car Seat Headrest is not a love song. And to that I say, yes it is. And I'm not going to fight anyone on that. I just think it is. And if you disagree with me, that's okay. But also, I think it's objectively a love song, and I'm sticking by that, and I will not defend my answer. But when I listen to that, I say, now this is a love song, and again, as I said 10 seconds ago, I'm sticking by it. No, that's a good song. I don't know, I feel like it kind of fit in my first three, where it was like love songs with sad endings, but this one was just kind of my miscellaneous. I was like, this grouping kind of goes together, and so I threw it in. So yeah, I'm always a fan of some Car Seat Headrest. I can't believe I said that live on air. Okay, next, Adeline by Fever Dolls. I don't know the song super well. I only put them because I went to their concert last night. Shout out to my buddy Sarah for taking me. I knew none of their songs, but it was a good time. And I feel like whenever I go to a concert, I should throw in one of their songs when I play a radio show. And I was like, well, this one's kind of a love song. And so I went with it, and I enjoyed it. It's a nice little, like, knee slapper, I feel like. I enjoyed the concert as well. It was, like, the super small venue off of Central Square. So I think they frequent the Northeast a lot, to my understanding. They're, like, from Vermont or something. So if you ever get a chance, I say check them out. It was a good time. I didn't know any of their music, but I was still jiving. You know, it's just a good vibe all around. And then there was Life That Never Goes Out by The Smiths, a classic for sure. I think somebody actually played this like 2 hours ago, which I did not know until I got here. But oh well, it's not a crime to hear a song more than once. I don't know. It's just like a good love song. It's nice. It's kind of upbeat. You all heard the song. I don't really need to go into detail. I'll just tell you my thing about it. I feel like as a Jewish person, it's like very, it feels very Jewish. Just because, like, it reminds me of the eternal flame, you know, at the temple. I don't know. That was just a thought I had. Everyone I've told is like, what are you talking about? But, I don't know. It's a nice little thing I like to say. Especially based on, Morrissey, who probably would not want anybody thinking that. But, what do you know? Okay, we got a few more songs to play. I hope you're enjoying this love edition of Foxtrot. I know I am, for sure. And, a few more to listen to some more tunes, and let's just keep it rolling. The ball is rolling, and it's keeping. Okay, all right. Sorry about that. More music.
Thank you. sorry cat of a body. Do you know when you left, you made a hole in size, the moon inside my heart. Hope that you'll come visit sometime.
Hello again. We just listened to Starry Cat by Starry Cat, and just before that was I Found a Reason by the Velvet Underground. I don't know much about that Velvet Underground song. That's actually one my girlfriend showed me again. But I really enjoy it. I think it's very quaint, but if you want to talk about quaint, I think that last song we just listened to, Starry Cat by Starry Cat, off of the album Starry Cat, is just... It's so nice. I mean, like, I think calling it a love song might be a little bit of a stretch, but I think it just has such, like, a... Just, like, a kind and calming vibe. That's that whole album. I want to say it was written as, like, a fundraiser for one of... Whoever Starry Cat... I forget his name. But I think one of his bandmates was, like, going through, like, chemotherapy, I think. Don't quote me on that. But I want to say it was kind of, like, a fundraising effort, and it was just, like, a side project. But I really enjoy the whole album. I think a lot of other people, too. I recommend checking out. Okay. Well, my show is about to wrap up. Thank you all for joining me on this post-Valentine's Day show. We played some love songs. I hope you felt the love in the air. I for sure did. So I really enjoyed it. Hope you all did too. We're going to close out today with Posing for Cars by Japanese Breakfast. Another great song. Another great artist. Love Japanese Breakfast. And tune in next week. Same time, Wednesday, 2 to 3, for more tunes. I will be here, so if you're here too. And probably back to non-exclusively love songs, but who's to say? Maybe I'll be in a love mood. You never know. Okay. This has been Foxtrot. This is No One. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And hopefully I will see you all next week. Okay. Bye.
Woke from a dream. Thank you. I'm just the empty space.